is really, really good. And you were excellent, as always. Yeah. 5 stars. A+. Blue ribbon. You're a good pig, etc. Don't worry about it, babe. Yeah. It's okay. I already told you. It's fine. It's completely fine. Come here. Oh, God. I love holding you. Just having your arms around me. You know, I'm really proud of you, right? Yeah, I am. Well, generally, yeah, but also, you put so much effort into this, you know? I mean, we're already hella compatible, but you work really hard to make sure we keep things healthy. And I know we've tried some things that you were unsure of that you ended up liking, like really liking, but you know, you also put your foot down when it comes to other stuff. Yeah, I mean, I guess it can be a bummer, but it's great that you can, you know, draw those lines. Because I know it isn't easy to do sometimes. It's uncomfortable. But you know that it's important, and you push through. And I'm really glad that you trust me enough to say no. It speaks to my ego a little bit. But it just makes me proud of you. And you've taught me how to be better regarding that stuff too, you know? Because I also sometimes have a hard time saying no, but I know that I can trust you, and that's what you would want of me, so it's really nice. It's nice knowing that I have a, you know, a stable and supportive structure, I guess, to fall back on. Yeah, 'cause you are like home. And I definitely think that it's made our sex better by a lot. Way better. I mean, leagues better than any I've had in the past. And we read each other's bodies so well at this point that we know how to check before we push anything. And it's fantastic because I feel so close to you. I'm still amazed sometimes at how safe you make me feel. Even when I'm unsure about something. So, don't apologize for not going along with something just to appease me. This is a team effort, Bucko. I trust you to respect both our limits. And I love that about you. Yeah, well, I'm, like, maybe a little disappointed, but good lord, I would much rather you not want to fuck a certain way and tell me than just let me carry on and then end up feeling, like, unsafe and violated. I mean, wouldn't you? I know you would. I know you would. Yeah, look. I appreciate the guilt, but it is very misplaced. Like I said, don't apologize. Shush. Besides, it's not a big deal. I don't really care about the king much anyway. It's just a cherry on top sort of thing. One of many cherries, most of which you provide. I wasn't bullshitting when I said we're pretty fucking compatible. I think this is my favorite part of sex. Yeah. Just the aftermath part. You're just like cuddling and spooning and talking to you. By the way, my mom says that you look really good in that picture we took at the park, and she wants to use it for her Christmas cards. Yeah, just paste the two pictures together. I told her that. I said, lady, if you want to send out cards with two very obviously photoshopped in people, please do. I will be very happy to put that on our mantle. And she said, I wasn't talking about you, so now I gotta take another picture to send her so she can collage three photos together to inspire peace on Earth. Or something. I don't know. Christmas is a while ahead, so she'll probably figure out the message by then. I love that idea. Plus, she's right. I do look atrocious in that picture. I only posted it because I had so much fun that day. And you looked really good. So, thought everyone should see. What, are you gonna blame me for wanting to brag a little bit? Glad you're here with me. You don't have to love me, but you do it anyway. Because you're a philanthropist like that. Oh no, I didn't decide to. I don't have a choice. It was either that or the nunnery. And I've always known deep in my soul that those caps would be incredibly unflattering on me. I don't have the head shape for it. but I do want this relationship to last as long as it can and be as healthy and happy as possible. So I put in the overtime. You're worth it. You are. I love you so much. No. Obviously, feel free to say no, but once you're sufficiently recharged, would you be up for another round? Wow, really? You sure spring back fast. Okay. No way I asked. It's quick and easy access. Oof. Still slick. How's that? What if I add in a few squeezes here? Oh, yeah. It's a good thing because I love playing with. Oh, give me your hands. Yeah, we're going back to a mutual favorite over your head. Oh, you can touch me when you've made me come. How's that? Well, you know, I'm anticipating it, so you don't mind if I get this show on the road, do you? Mm-hmm. And stay back. Or do you want me to get the cuffs? No, I would, but they're all the way over there, and you're already in so deep. Watching my tits. Yeah. Like I said, if you want to touch them, you gotta fuck me real good. Attaboy. Oh.
help. Don't pull out. Inside. Go inside.
See, we listen. I hate to say this, but I have to take a shower. Well, we can hop in together. Shower off. Use that fancy new body wash that I bought. And then change into our PJs, order in, scroll through Netflix, and get back to the best part. Let's go before I sink any further into this mattress. Come on. Oh, wait. One more for the road.